listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. We're joined for one more segment by Paul Smith, the executive director of Finley Stadium, who announced today that the West Plaza area, which is overlooking the field in the West End Zone with the First Tennessee Pavilion right behind you, that area will serve alcohol to UTC football games this year. When the gates open 90 minutes before kickoff, so will the West Plaza area, which is being called Stadium Club West. And alcohol will be served right up until the end of the third quarter, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. This is one of those things, and we've talked about this before. It's a touchy thing because you are talking about alcohol at a game that involves university students. Why was the time right this year, do you think, compared to maybe last year or 14 when you first kind of started pursuing it?
Well, I think that, like I said before, I think that the cities can't change. The university's gotten, and we have done a better job of listening to the people who come and support us. You know, there's been a lot of demand for it. So I think that we almost had it done last year in time, but I think the decision and the consensus was too late, too close to the season, and I don't think in this situation any of us wanted to take a risk and mess something up. So, all kind of stepped back, took a look at it during the off season, and then made the decision to move forward now, hopefully will affect people's decision whether to buy season tickets or not or come to the games. So I don't think we had as much time when everybody agreed, hey, this is something that we feel like we can do safely. You know, the U.S. women's game, there was a lot of attention given to how we did it and how well we did it and were there any issues. And I think that environment game, the environment of that game went a long way to say, hey, you know, with Haley Bates in charge of concessions and hospitality, and we have all of our servers or tips trained, which is required for liquor, but even beer, anytime someone serves alcohol, you know, we have someone there that recognizes over-serving and adult and make sure they're all legal age. And so I think that the impression that we left after that game went a long way to make this decision. But we just didn't get, you know, it was so close to the beginning of the season last year. We all just decided that let's wait one more year and give us more thought, and we all did. I made the decision to go ahead, and the university didn't throw up any roadblocks, so here we are.
We talked off the air about University of Florida announcing earlier this month that like roughly 5,000 folks in premium seating will have access. I think they're cutting off alcohol sales at halftime. We also talked about, you know, Texas, West Virginia, Miami. You've got some colleges that sell beer throughout all their athletic venues. Just kind of curious, I know you've got the history with the pavilion and the Chattanooga market, so you've kind of seen how this works along the way, but has there been another school or folks at other facilities that you've kind of talked to that may have given you some advice along the way?
The only people that we've really talked to and that have done it in the state is Memphis. You know, they've been selling beer at the Liberty Bowl for years, and you know, the legal consequences, we're off campus, we're not university property, so all of those situations are right for us to do it. And really, it was more of a decision from the stadium that, hey, we've done this, let's just do the same thing again. And the university, for the most part, has been great. You know, there's always, you know, again, going to it again, there's a lot of ifs and you know, things that people have to really consider when they're dealing with impressionable young people and the responsibility of alcohol. And so I think they take it very seriously, and we'll all expect high standards from the, and making sure it works.
You're listening to Paul Smith, Executive Director of Finley Stadium, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
For the last couple, 3 years, you have been Captain Ahab, and this has been your great white whale. What now do you refocus your sights on?
Well, we've got a couple of different projects in place. We're getting ready to open up in the pavilion kitchen space. With the commercial kitchen over there is going to be a rentable kitchen, and we're building it out. So the Chattanooga Market is going to manage it. So that's one new project. It'll be a great outreach for the society that has nothing to do with sports, kind of like the market. The next one, we're going to take a look at redoing the blue seats in the stadium and adding outdoor club seating in the back rows of the stadium so that we can have kind of an outdoor skybox, if you will, in the back of the stands, and a video board. I mean, so there's still still some huge hurdles to overcome that we have to just to get our stadium up to date. You know, so there's plenty to work on.
And talking about it, and you and I have talked about it, you and David have talked about it, we've had you on this show and talked about it. What is your feeling now, having worked for a couple of years to get to this point, now that this point has been reached?
Yeah, you know, it's satisfying. I think that you know, I kid with people that, you know, the two questions that I've gotten the most since I've come on at Finley is when are they going to sell beer at football games, and what are they going to do with Parkway Towers? So we're trying to figure out, they did auction off and sell Parkway Towers. We're trying to figure out the who. So if somebody does something with Parkway Towers, there'd be no reason to ever
talk. It'd be a good month. This would be a good month for you.
There'd be nobody.
But they can't blow it up, because if they blow up Parkway Towers, this building will fall before that one does.
Yeah, there'll be no reason to talk to me anymore.
You know, no, I'm sure there will. We can like bring you in here for some like swimming stories.
Somebody does some Parkway Towers and we serve beer at football. I mean, what's there to talk to Paul?
Wells, you didn't buy Parkway Towers, did you?
Not in the budget.
Okay. They auctioned it off to someone, but we're still trying to figure out to who and what their plans are. So
I'll never forget a couple of years ago, one of those stadium court meetings, a couple of folks walked in saying they had all these grand plans for Parkway Towers, and to look around that room and to see those people just shaking their heads going, these guys are absolutely full of it.
Well, it's a dinosaur, you know. I wish you could sail it down the river like they did the barge, but you can't.
All right, let me read this to you, because this is you know, you talk about it wasn't just alcohol going on today, but for the first time in Finley Stadium history, the facility has produced revenues in excess of $1 million. Obviously, Finley opened in 1997, so basically coming up on 20 years. It has housed events in this fiscal year so far that have earned $1.091 million, and that total will rise given that the Chattanooga FC has four home games, one in May and three in June, still scheduled for this current fiscal year. Now, Stadium Court Board Chairman Brian Patton, who's been around for a long time since the inception, we're in the best financial position we've ever been in. So to hear that has to feel pretty good.
Of course. I spend a lot of time away from my family. I work really hard, as does all my staff. We feel like we need to get Finley Stadium in the exact same kind of position that the Trade Center's in. If there's nothing going on, we're not doing our jobs. We need to expand our staff. We need to replace air conditioners. We need to replace refrigerators. The locker room needs to be redone. The video board needs to be done. There are so many improvements on that campus that they were neglected for so long that we have so far to go that $1 million in revenue doesn't even scratch the surface. So, you know, we want to work hard because we want to increase the visitor experience. So, you know, Brian Wright, my venue manager, got up at the board meeting and talked about all the money we've saved and the sustainability efforts we've made with the motion detector lights and the LED lights we put around the campus and the controls on the AC. And, you know, that's starting to pay off, where we can reinvest that money. One of the biggest points of pride, even as much as the $1 million, is the fact that we no longer receive any zero public funding for operations. So we don't receive a penny from the city or a penny from the county. We're totally self-sufficient, except for, you know, big capital improvements, which it is their property. So they obviously have to help with that. So, but there's so much that still needs to be done. As you know, you've been covering the board for a long time. there's a lot still wrong with that place, you know, that has been neglected over the years. We've got a long way to go. It's just amazing to see what they were able to do for so long with so little.
Jay, has Paul worked there long enough to where he's on the mini Rushmore of Finley Stadium executive directors?
He is, but he's got a ways to go to match some of the hairdos of some of his predecessors.
You think about following Merrill Eckstein, who followed Frank Burke. I mean, that must be a stipulation on the hiring.
Yeah, you're
nowhere close to going bald.
Yeah, you got to have a do. You got to have a thick coif.
No, it's the best, easiest job ever in the world. You know, I love what I do. You know, some days, I guess I'm kind of like Frank Burke. I bring my Labrador Retriever to work, and we go down the field with a tennis ball and you know, relieve some stress. And, you know, we work hard when it's time to work hard, and we have a little fun here and there.
You talked about a whole lot of the things that you want to address, but to sum up this day, it ain't nothing at a cold beer camp mask, is it, brother?
It's a certain amount of relief. I told you guys off air that, you know, I talked to John Maydell, which was one of the managers of when Frank Burke was and you know, he would always scratch his head and say, you know, it's hell have to freeze over. So, you know, but it's a lot of credit to UTC listening to their fans, David Blackburn, Dr. Engel, and what they've been able to achieve, and they feel like I'm just proud that they have the respect and confidence in us to do it right.
Well, and to that point, and I think this applies to a lot of things on all avenues, is, you know, they talked about if you have a winning team, they will come. Well, maybe they haven't come as they haven't showed up as much as they may have liked. Keep trying new things. This is a new thing.
Right. Well, I mean, they're up about 500 fans per year the last two or three years, and it's growth. But it's certainly not the heartwarming reaction or even the deserved reaction that Russ Huseman deserves. I mean, what that man has done with that football team is nothing short of miraculous. You know, the kids don't get in trouble. The grade point average is up. Their record is just tremendous. And, I mean, it's a team that this city should be proud of. And I feel like, you know, maybe some progressive changes like this will be met with and reward Russ for what he's done.
And you mentioned those numbers going up despite the fact Georgia Southern and Appalachian State, two of the biggest draws, are no longer in the SoCon. Paul, we thank you so much for joining us, and congrats on the news today, and we'll be following. We always follow your exploits with the Finley Stadium and being the executive director, and we thank you as always for joining us here on Press Row.
Thanks, guys, for the time.
Alrighty, we'll reopen the Hardee's Hotline. 648-1051 is its number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
We have accidents working on Body Oak Strong.